Once a habit, anything is easy. Once a habit, anything is easy. When we start to make habits of the good things in our life, of the beneficial things in our life, our human life is a very wonderful and easy experience. But it's a matter of making a decision of what we're going to make a habit about. Now, if we choose to make habits of the experiences that we find magnificent and wonderful and good and beautiful, then those are just the experiences that's going to keep on replicating themselves in every area of our life. One experience will overlap into another and overlap into another, and they'll all be together and they'll all be fantastic and wonderful for us. Once a habit, anything is easy. Now, can we make a habit of being happy? Can we make a habit of being happy? Can we make a habit of looking for the beautiful things in life, looking for the joyous things in life, and finding them, of course? Do we make it a habit of seeing another person and seeing all of their finest qualities? Do we make that a habit? Do we make it a habit of looking at another person and praising them in ourselves? We don't have to praise them out loud. They will tell by our demeanor what we feel about them. But praise them within ourselves and say, wow, that's a lovely person. Wow, that's a wonderful person. Wow, that's a very good person. And when we do that, we will begin to develop the happy habit. We will begin to develop the habit of happiness in us. And we will see ourselves happy as we see others happy, because we cannot see others happy unless we ourselves are happy. So it's a two-edged sword, but it's a lovely sword. And it's a lovely thing that's happening. When we look around and we see happiness in other people, when we see happiness around us, when we see happiness being expressed in all areas, then we will find that our lives radiate more and more and more happiness. Now, have you thought of looking around yourself and consciously seeing every single person in your world, every single person without exception, every single person whole and perfect? All is in divine order, whole and perfect, every organ, action, function of their body, whole and perfect. Have you thought of thinking about that? Thinking about every person in your world, whole and perfect. What would have to happen? What would have to happen is that you would have to be whole and perfect in you as you look at others being whole and perfect. Because you could not see another whole and perfect unless you were whole and perfect. Because you as a person, as a being, and we call you the master, you as a master can only see another master. You can only see another being exactly like yourself. And as you see another being exactly like yourself, if you are looking at other people and seeing them as healthy, if you are seeing them as beautiful and fantastic, then so they are. Just think once. If people go into the doctor's office with all of their problems, and if the doctor were to look at them and say, you do have a problem. You do have a condition that has to be really worked on. You do have, a whole bunch of bad stuff about you. If the doctor were to say that, what would happen? The doctor would see more of that. But the doctor says to the patient, okay, let's put a new cause in motion. Let's put a new habit in your world, the habit that you live in your healthy body. Now, we'll give you some pills, or we'll give you some operation, or we'll give you this or that to help you do that. But we want you to return to your original purity and integrity. We want you to return to the original concept that you are, the original being that you are, the healthy person that you are. And so the doctors are working to bring health into the life experience of every one of the people that come to visit them. If they look at those people as sick people, they will see them as continuing to be sick. If they look at them as healthy people, they will look at them as revealing that which is their original purity and integrity, revealing their master self, and this is what the doctors would like to be master of. They'd like to be master of revealing health in every person that comes to see them. Now, when a doctor begins to do this, wonderful things happen in his practice. His patients come and they bring other patients because they all know that when they go to that doctor's office, they're going to experience that attitude that doctor has, that they're whole and perfect, that they are fantastic, that they are wonderful, that they are magnificent. Now, can that happen? Oh my, yes. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Now, are you one of those persons that it happens to? Are you one of those people that it happens to? You are, if you have a habit, the habit of being healthy, and then anything is easy. Once you make the habit of a healthy habit, you have health around you. It's easy. Now, can you be thoughtful? Can you be a thoughtful, caring, sensitive, wonderful person who looks at what people really want? Or is that correct? Do we look at what people really want? Well, we have to think that people want that, or else we are out of business. Our business is to see everyone expressing their original purity and integrity. Now, we might say they don't want that because of their attitudes, because of their actions, because of what they're doing. They don't really want that. And then you say to yourself, really? How do you know they don't really want that? Is that what you don't want? You don't want that, so you think they don't want that? Well, maybe that's what the case is, huh? You don't want that. So they don't want, and so you don't experience thoughtfulness, you don't experience health and happiness, and then you see the people around you, they don't experience it either. What a rough and tumble world that is. What an unhappy experience that is, and how unrighteous that is, and how that is not really what you want to have happen in your life. You want a thoughtful life, and to have a thoughtful life, you think beautiful thoughts. You have beautiful ideas about yourself. I like me. I'm surrounded by harmonious beings. All is in divine order. This is a wonderful world. In this world are beautiful people, fantastic people, loving people, joyous people, marvelous people, just like me. Yeah, that's the point. Just like you. Just like me. Everything in our world is a reflection of who we are. Now, that something might be not nice in our world does not mean that that has to be something we have to continue and to dwell in. We can change our attitude about it. We can return to our original purity and integrity. We can, in our thoughtfulness, return to our original concept of who we are. And in our thoughtfulness, as we return to our original concept of who we are, we begin to meditate in the proper way. We begin to meditate in the proper way, thinking about those things. And meditation is to think about. Thinking about those things that are fulfilling, rewarding, uplifting, wonderful in our life. And as we let our meditations be acceptable in the sight of the infinite creative cause, then we are returning in awareness to our original purity and integrity. We are realizing that once a habit, anything is easy, and we make a habit of meditating on joy and harmony and peace and love and goodness. We make a habit of tuning our meditation in to the divine within us, which is so glorious and so wonderful and so marvelous that we have never even begun to recognize how wonderful it is. And as we tune in to that inner self by our meditation, by our stopping to think about it, by our letting go of the outer and knowing that inside of us is the original purity and integrity, the original pattern, the original program for our magnificence, then we begin to experience it. And anything is easy once we have set the cause in motion for our happiness, our health, our thoughtfulness, and our meditation. And it's easy. I know you're doing it because I'm doing it, and you're in my world. So you are living a happy, thoughtful, wonderful, glorious life right now and forevermore. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And when that's all that matters, then isn't that the only direction we should be looking? It's the direction I'm looking. And that's where I see you, whole and perfect, all in divine order, recognizing your original purity and integrity now and forevermore. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.